Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
All the cold in California is going to cost plenty.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. 4 days of widespread freezing temperatures have heavily damaged Central California's $1.3 billion citrus crop. As much as three-quarters of the crop has been destroyed, and $350 million worth of avocados have been badly hurt. Most farmers carry crop insurance, but as Marketplace's Steve Tripoli reports, that can't begin to address the financial hit.
Citrus grower Philip LeBoux says there's no real way for insurance to replace most profits in a year like this. That's because there's no sure way to measure how high profits would have been.
Basically, it just covers your cost of production. You can determine what you've lost in the number of cartons, but not so much as the value for those cartons.
He says that means farmers faced with losing half to three-quarters of their remaining harvest are feeling pretty powerless.
You know, all your work for the year is gone, and you'll settle into a kind of despair, I guess, for a while.
Workers take a big hit, too. LeBoux says that even after picking through what's undamaged, the harvest and jobs will end 2 months early. Officials say Central California's third big frost in 20 years will also be its most costly. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
Wall Street will be coming off a mixed day, but it's better than it sounds. The Dow rose to a new high, 12,582, a gain of nearly a quarter percent. The Nasdaq, on the other hand, lost nearly that much. The S&P 500 was up by a small fraction of a percent. British oil giant BP has been responding to the strong criticism of its safety practices that came in a report yesterday. The report was from a panel led by former Secretary of State James Baker. It concluded the company hadn't paid enough attention to safety at its U.S. refineries before an explosion in 2005 at the firm's Texas City plant that killed 15 people. BP says the company will implement the panel's recommendation, but it's given no time frame. It also denies speculation that there would be a major reshuffle of the company's top brass. Meanwhile, another big energy company is aiming to improve its image this morning, Russia's state-controlled gas monopoly, Gazprom. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is joining us from London with details. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bob.
So when I think of Gazprom, I think about a very big, rich corporation with a very bad image. Is that fair?
It is certainly very big. It's the world's second largest energy company after ExxonMobil and the largest natural gas company in the world. It has a poor image, mainly because of a series of bruising encounters with its customers, these former satellite states of the old Soviet Union, Ukraine, Belarus, and Georgia.
And what do they hope to do with this image makeover?
Well, what they hope to do is change the perception in the West, because what happened in these conflicts with their customers, Gazprom essentially said to these customers, you've got to pay double what you've paid to date or we'll cut you off. And in the case of Ukraine, they briefly cut off natural gas supplies. And in the case of Belarus, they briefly cut off oil supplies. This, unfortunately for Gazprom, affected some EU member states further down the pipeline.
Why the focus on improving their image in the West?
Because that's where their most important customers are. These customers account for less than a third of Gazprom's output of natural gas, but account for more than three-quarters of the company's revenue. They're paying the world price for the energy, and they do pay, whereas the vast bulk of Gazprom's customers who live in Russia either pay nothing or very little for the gas they receive.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Bob.
By the way, Gazprom is reporting today that its export revenues soared 43% during the past year. They hit a record $37 billion in 2006, as Gazprom sold more gas at higher prices to over 20 European countries.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
The Senate voted unanimously yesterday to force lawmakers to come clean about earmarks. Those are the pet projects they hide away in legislation. Another measure designed to get even tougher on lobbyist gifts and travel is also gathering momentum. This week, ethics and lobbying reform are high on the agenda in Congress, but Marketplace commentator Robert Reich thinks the Democrats are aiming way too low.
The real scandal in Washington is the everyday bribery that remains legal. I'm talking about campaign contributions given for legislative favors. A particular provision in this or that bill, an amendment here, an earmarked appropriation there. Lobbyists orchestrate this contemptible process, and members of Congress keep it going because the money buys television time for their reelection campaigns, and television advertising keeps them in power. The system is out of control. It cost the average candidate three times more to run for Congress in 2006 than it did in 1990, adjusted for inflation. Members now devote most of their time to fundraising instead of representing their constituents. The number of lobbyists in Washington has doubled over the past 10 years. Now there are 60 for every single member of Congress. Lobbyists spent $2.4 billion last year. And at the rate they continue to spend, you can bet they're getting every penny's worth for their clients. Banning gifts, meals, and junkets won't make any difference to this everyday exchange of campaign money for legislative favor. And disclosing who sponsored what earmarks won't reduce the amount of taxpayer dollars going to special interests, because the incentives to make the deal are still there on both sides. 10 years ago, there were 3,000 earmarks. Last year, there were 14,000, costing taxpayers over $47 billion, according to the Congressional Research Service. The only way to stop the system of legalized bribery is to cut it off at its core. Require television and radio networks that use the public airwaves to offer candidates free time. Give public financing to candidates who agree to strict limits on fundraising. And ban earmarks altogether. There's no good reason why taxpayer money should be appropriated for any special interest. This ethics and lobbying bill won't change the way business is done in Washington. It will only change the way it appears to be done.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California at Berkeley. And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We're portable, you know. You can find our podcast at marketplace.org. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
A bribery investigation into British...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.